This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, Leila Goulet, Education Director at Wildlife Safari. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are doing all right. And here we are into September. Kind of give us an end of summer recap. How have things been going out at Wildlife Safari?
I can't believe it's September already. It's just flown by. It's been an absolute awesome summer. We had all of our day camps were sold out, and it was so much fun to have the kids out here and learning about animals and feeding the animals. And we had our junior zookeeper program, which was a giant hit this year as well. So it's always fun to have all the kids on site again.
So as you look towards this long weekend, what's going to be going on?
Yeah, so this is typically one of our busiest weekends of the year. So we're really looking forward to it. We're going to have dome shows every single day, Friday through Monday. So that will be around 11:30 and 2:30. We're going to have our badger out doing a special dig box and walking around the village. We're going to have keeper talks as well. So that's really exciting. And all of our encounters are now open as well. So I really want to encourage you guys to call ahead and book ahead if you want to, you know, feed a giraffe or meet an elephant. It's going to be the perfect time to do that.
What about some of the animals that have been born in the past few weeks or a few months?
Yeah, we have so many babies right now at Wildlife Safari. It's so exciting. We actually have two zebra babies, which is completely new for us and kind of unexpected. So it's always fun to see them running around. We have baby kudu, which are the ones with the big curly horns. We have black buck babies in our Asia section. They're super tiny. The adults are really small, so the babies are even smaller. We have an elk baby as well, which is new for us as well. Baby bison, baby fallow deer. And of course, I can't not talk about our baby tigers. So there are two tigers that we have, Phoebe and Luhan, are just growing like weeds. They're huge. Every week, they just seem to double in size. And they actually went outside for the very first time yesterday. So apparently, they opened the door and mom went out and they just ran out after their mom and had a great time out there. So if you're lucky enough to see them outside when you drive by, then that's a really exciting thing to do as well.
So where are they at right now?
They are up in tiger breeding, or tiger huts, I should say. So if you go through your cheetah drive-through area, they are going to be, I believe they're probably in the first section on the right-hand side where the tigers are.
Wow. So busy summertime going into fall, a lot of things going on. Talk about some upcoming events.
Yeah, so we have our annual fundraiser this year. So that's going to be September 10th, which is really exciting for us. It's called the Jurassic Park for raising money for our Long Neck Lodge. So we're raising money for our giraffe barn to expand that and make that bigger to hopefully have, you know, more baby giraffes in the future, which would be super exciting. So that's September 10th. You could call us at Wildlife Safari to buy your tickets for that. That's still open. So that's really exciting. And then we're also gearing up for Halloween, which is crazy to think about. I feel like it was just, you know, May or something. So yeah, we do have our Halloween events that we're kind of getting ready for as well. It's Safari After Dark, so that's going to be a drive-through as well. And then kids can go trick-or-treating in our cheetah loop.
Wow, so many things happening out there, and it seems like it's been a particularly busy last few months.
It really has been. Yeah, it's been really good. You know, it's a safe thing to do. You're driving through the park in your car. And the thing that's so great about Wildlife Safari, too, is that it's always different. People always ask, when's the best time to come? And we always say, whenever you can, really, because you're always going to see something different. The animals are always moving around. You know, they have 600 acres to roam on. So it's pretty special place out here.
So if people want to find out more about coming to the fundraising event, how do they get connected with getting tickets?
Yeah, so I would just give us a call here at Guest Services, and they will hook you up with all the information that you need. You could also visit our website if you want additional information, wildlifesafari.net.
And of course, while September 10th sounds really far away, it's actually next Friday.
It's crazy. I know. I hear we're going to be doing some co-hosting as well for the event, Kyle.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll be, it'll be like Pat and Vanna or something like that.
Exactly.
I'm not sure, but yeah, I'll be out there helping with that again this year. So, Leila Goulet, Education Director, Wildlife Safari, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's and Building Supply.